it do, what it do. Welcome to the Mixin Podcast, the best show for content creators, mixer and Twitch streamers, and anyone interested in live streaming. See you on the other side. It's your dude, JT for real though. Word. What up, everybody? This is a weird live morning episode of the Mixin Podcast, even though I'm technically on stream right now as well, live. This is a weird early morning time I've never streamed at before, nor done a web show at, so I don't anticipate anybody, if not, or a low amount of people, and that's fine. Because that's part of the reason why I wanted to actually do this podcast cast slash web show. So, to get right to it, the reason why I named this Breakfast and Willingness is two things, of course. Is one, I've had a lot of, I've been really busy, so my time has been very, very specific for when I can stream, and a lot shorter than it used to be. So, but I was kind of picking apart my days and picking apart my schedule, so I was trying to figure out what times fit best or what I could kind of work something into. So I was thinking about the mornings. I realized recently, hey, in the mornings, like early mornings, I usually kind of burn hour, maybe 2 hours, sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes not at all, but still generally there's a little bit of leeway up to, you know, two, maybe even a little bit more hours, but you know, two. So I was like, well, that's actually a pretty decent amount of time. Not really to start like a full stream or start a project or a game. Maybe to fiddle around in a project, 2 hours is still pretty decent, but not after having spent the whole night up, because I won't have got sleep yet. So technically these mornings for me are actually my night times. But I was also thinking, a lot of streamers, a lot of gamers, a lot of people I know, we're all night owls anyway. A lot of our mornings at this time is a lot of our nights. So we'll see what this turns into. But that brings me to willingness. Oh, breakfast and willingness. So I generally had been making breakfast and hanging around, you know, like watching episodes or something, Netflix and breakfast, you know, basically that type of stuff. That's basically what I spent my time doing. So I figure, okay, this is a time I can still maybe blend into something. So instead of just doing the podcast or whatever, which is originally what I thought about doing, I thought, all right, well, today I didn't do it as well because I'm still going to figure out the logistics of this, but I figure I can cook up a little bit because I was like cooking something, some sort of cool specialty breakfast or whatever, like I do anyway on my own. And that's the thing, I do that so much on my own, these little lonely breakfasts that always look bomb, and occasionally I take a picture or whatever, but I make them, you know what I mean, and they're bomb. So I was like, all right, well, maybe I should kind of do that since that seemed to be making its way into my schedule on as a 3 to 4 times a week at a minimum. I figure, okay, maybe if I'm like planning on doing that anyway, planning on staying up for a little bit, I gotta do my thing and eat and stuff, maybe I can either start it off by maybe, you know, taking pictures, but kind of keeping people knowing what's going on, like whether it be on Twitter or Instagram or whatever it is, and kind of send messages out and kind of get into breakfast and stuff for anybody that's waking up, whatnot, and then people into coffee, all that stuff. And then finish it up with coming onto here for only like a half hour to maybe, I mean, I don't want to go too short because what if something's kind of going on? What if we have something going on that day? So I don't want to limit it to like a half hour to an hour, but I figure starting out, since right now this is just basically to start letting people know that I'm even on for this short teeny bit of time to do this. And it's basically to kind of talk about, it's just the normal stuff that most people want to do with streaming web shows all the time lately, but something a little bit differently, the morning, just chill, relax, less hype. No guests, you know, because that's for the podcast. That's why it's called this like Mixin' Mornings. This is just kind of like a fun test thing. So that's the breakfast part. And the willingness is something I've been thinking about, talking about, listening to various people in the field that have either talked about this or at least spawned some ideas about this subject of willingness. And for a while, and you've probably heard me talk about this in the podcast before, for a long while now. Every podcast talks about gratitude and how important that is for your success and all that stuff, yada, yada, and that's great. But what I've been thinking, although it doesn't bring anything away from that, doesn't take anything away from that, it's still equally important. I think willingness might be the unspoken true key. And it's and it seems so obvious, like, yeah, obviously do willingness, no shit. But no, what I mean is, like, it's a hard concept to go through. And I obviously, the way I probably should go through it pretty deeply, since that's what this podcast is about. But what I mean is, it's something that's very individual for each person, because depending on the reasons why you may be unwilling to do things are obviously going to be so different for each person. So what I mean is, I can't really go, hey, and this is how, and this is why. I mean, you're really going to have to look in yourself. But what I mean is, think about the reasons why you do stuff, and almost more importantly, the reasons why you don't do things. And that, and playing with that idea more and more is honestly why I'm sitting here right this very second, knowing for a fact that I would most likely be streaming just alone or whatever, because no one would ever be in this early time. That's so funny. How funny, though. Good looks, because it's good timing on that, as I'm joking about how I plan to do this kind of alone. Oh, and for anybody listening to the podcast right now or later, a couple friends just came in on a host from the stream. But it's funny, because just as I was talking about how I was planning on probably doing this alone anyway. Which is fine, but nonetheless, if anyone in the podcast, I realize you might wouldn't have heard that, because I have my headphones on, and the sound is not going through to there. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Think about the willingness, and more importantly, the unwillingness of why and why not doing you do things. So basically, what I mean, and for my point of view, I'm thinking this morning, I was like, okay, you know, I've been wanting to fill in this time, like I was talking about a moment ago, and I've really been wanting to up my stream time because it's been reduced so much recently. So I've been like, okay, that's something I want to do. What am I willing to work with? And then I started working around times. And now this is what I want to point out. Even after I thought, hey, this is kind of a cool idea, this is something I want to play with, I know I'm going to have to commit to the time, because there's no way, even weeks, months, whatever, it's going to take for even people to even know that I'm on at this time. And it's like, and that's fine. But I have to remind myself that I can't assume, you can never assume or expect anything. And if you cut that out of the equation, it makes you much more willing to do stuff. But anyway, that's just a piece of what I'm saying. Even after I had come to the conclusion of, hey, I like this idea, I want to make sure I do this soon, I realized that's the first trap. I'm thinking soon. I'm probably going to, everybody, knows the we're all procrastinators in various forms, and you all know what I mean. It's the same old thing where you give yourself kind of an excuse, or you put it off, or more importantly, you just talk about how you're going to and plan to. And I've brought this up before. This isn't a brand new thing for me. This is old ass podcasts. I've said the same thing, but just in different ways. It's easy to, put things off. So anyway, I realized that was the trap right there, like straight up, right off the back. I was writing a few notes down on how I wanted to do it, what the timing would be, if I wanted to actually cook something every time beforehand, and maybe bring it. Like, I was even thinking of just bringing it on so I didn't have to sit and eat, but the timing was so weird and it took me a long time to get the stream on. I actually made a breakfast burrito today, by the way. I finished it before the stream started, so part of the logistics of it all didn't work out quite yet, but that's okay. That's the whole point of jumping into this, and yet again, being willing to do it. So, I got home, and like I said, I was all prepped to do this, and I had made food, and I was a little bit, for one thing, I want to add this as well, little road bumps always pop up, constantly, and that's a big part of doing this, doing everything. And particularly for me, because sometimes I don't roll the punches as well, depending on just the day. Sometimes anything can come at me and I'm unstoppable. Some days I'm like, oh, shoot, I have to drop some mail off. That'll take 2 minutes. I guess my whole day's shot. it's like, that's just how certain people are. And I know I'm like that as well. So anyway, I had to make sure I don't, kind of fall into that trap. So I get home. And oh, and by the way, I'm kind of getting off a little bit. I had a short errand before I got home. That's the point of why I said that. So first off, some of the time I planned on for this and right now in the morning was now already cut short before even starting it. And mind you, that was in addition to me being like, you know what? I'm not going to say around the corner next week, tomorrow. I'm just going to say, screw it. I'm going to go home immediately, because I was still about 45 minutes away from home when I had decided that I was going to do this after getting home. So I still had a fair amount of driving time and all that other stuff. So it was about an extra half hour, maybe 45 minutes of errand stuff I had to do that I wasn't expecting, so added that on. So I get back a little later, then I cook breakfast, do all the stuff I was planning on doing, took a couple pictures, but then I thought, oh, I hadn't prepped up the cam and stuff. I kind of wanted to do it live so maybe I could joke around and do it on Twitter, because I have a fair amount of people that follow me on Twitter, and I use it a lot, so I thought it'd be fun. So that was originally how I was going to start things off, and I thought, okay, cool, right after that, I'll transition over to the stream, and if anybody just happens to be on Twitter, I mean, it's like I said, just starting off, so who knows. I can say, hey, cool, meet you there, and then maybe that's even in itself a cool little synergy, but that's like I said, and that wasn't even anything pre-thought, it just kind of, oh, came to mind as I was thinking the stuff out. So, there was no premeditated thoughts about that. So anyway, after that, I go, okay, and this is where the devil lurks, mate. This is where the devil lurks. I'm like, all right, cool, let's do this. Food's in front of me. And like I said before, I realized the timing wouldn't work out. The food was already starting getting cold. And it was a big-ass three-egg burrito, son. Little sour cream up in that piece. Little salsa, what it do? So it was, you know, it was baller status. Turkey bacon, too. Don't front. Tons of turkey bacon. Like, it's like seven pieces in there, I'm not gonna lie. Dude, I'm not gonna lie. There's like seven pieces. Yeah, I cooked seven. Might have been eight. I don't even know. But, yeah. So, bring it, dude. Fight me. I'm just teasing. So anyway, I after that, it's now been, you know, long day, long night for me. It's now in the morning, early. It's now generally time I'd be sleeping around now. If not, most likely already. This is generally when I'm sleeping, most of the time. Because I have a very weird schedule, and so people may or may not know. Oh, and for anyone who doesn't know what time it is or is listening to this on the podcast, it is... Alexa, what time is it?
Time is
11:27 a.m. See, that I can't front. Eastern time. So, and there we go. See, now, mind you, I kind of, and maybe we can maybe end around, I was trying to make it where it was like 11 to 12. And I think I was a little bit after that, 11:10, and that's okay. Because I think on the regular, I want to do 10 to 11. But anyway, I'm all over the place here. It's early morning, late night. I go, you know what? I didn't get the food in time. This was my inner dialogue right before coming onto the stream. I just finished the food. You know what? I'll just prep it better next time. And so not only did I already have to, I had to say, I'm going to do this. I'm willing to do this. You know what I mean? I am willing, you know, the gratitude, all that stuff. Yeah, sure. But that doesn't help in the moment. So I was trying, I think I found something, and I wanted to share that with you guys, that I am willing, you know, is using it almost like a mantra, but you catch that, I'm willing to do this, and right every time you're kind of, because sometimes you feel the tickle, you know, that the procrastinator, the justification of, oh, because like me, anytime I'm like cleaning something up hardcore, I know there's something else I'm supposed to be doing. Like, it's like a guarantee. If all of a sudden I'm like washing dishes, I'm like, Oh, yeah. My mind just went, you know what? I got to do those dishes instead of the thing I was about to do, because that's just what happens. And you have to fight that. So it happened a second time. The first time on the way, and the second time literally moments before going live. And again, I almost fell to it and went, you know what? Willing. And instead of, you know, even letting it play a moment longer in my mind, I just, boom, started to make sure everything was on. Of course, I ran into the most minor technical difficulty, where OBS, for some odd reason, said it wasn't connecting to Mixer, which is also why I was a little worried about the stream. I didn't know if it was actually going to show up. Nonetheless, it was okay, and I'm recording this podcast style on a separate device other than my computer, so that, no matter what, this wasn't a wasted thing going on, which is kind of cool. I got a dual mic in a sense right here. I got my mic onto the stream and the mic onto the phone. And I also have to remind myself when doing this, I think I'm going to continue. And let me point that out. That's the point of just kind of going, screw it, and jumping into it. Because as I was going, screw it, and jumping into it, I realized, wait a minute, just like I knew beforehand, this is probably going to be a, you know, a couple of weeks probably of some lonely streams, since from going Night Owl hype stream, and I'm still going to be doing those, what it do, but slipping in a couple of these, just kicking it back, non-gaming podcast style streams, and only an hour long or so, which is compared to my 10 hours, and that's not an exaggeration, guys, you know that. 8-10 hours, that's nothing for me. So it's a huge difference. So at first, like I said, I had to come to grips with, okay, I gotta know that it's gonna be a lonely time, and that's okay, but bam, it hit me with a second idea. And this is, like I said, seconds before coming on, which is, for anyone listening to this as a podcast right now, this is seconds before pushing this live. I mean, I think I was already live. It just that my screen was up and my mic was off and I was still prepping up stuff. So technically, I had already started it by the time I realized this idea, which was great, which was basically, since I was going to be speaking to myself for these first episodes and I wouldn't be fielding questions, unless I, you know, took questions previously on Twitter, but anyway, I don't need to go into that. Since I wasn't going to be doing that standard style of web show, I figured, hey, I'm going to have to make it more podcast style, which is what I wanted anyway. Hey, I'm crazy. Why aren't I recording it as another episode of Mixin' anyway? And since it's live, I can make it a slightly separate piece of content. So I'm still going to keep it under my Mixin', you know, banner, but I'll label it, you know, Mixin' Mornings or whatever. That was literally the first thing that came up because there's zero thought behind it, and zero creativity. So I just got, that was like the filler title for now until I come up with a better one. I just didn't want to be the guy that went, hey man, you know what? Title isn't good enough. Guess I'll do it next week. Nah, man, just put a whack title like the one I have now. Dude, it's like 3 years later, same title. I'm like, dude, dope title, dude. No, but anyway. No, you know, use a whack-ass title, jump in and just do it up. You know what I mean? Hey, what's up, buddy? So, you know what I mean? If you have any thoughts, whatever, throw it out there, brother. So it is a legit idea. And it's basically just a condensed, very condensed, distilled idea that I've had, like, I mean, almost 2 years ago. You know, I've had, and I've actually done this before, but just not in this morning format. I just realized, because before it would always turn into be like, all right, now screw it, let's go game, or whatever. And something would always kind of happen, or the late night would kill me, or whatever. And I thought, hey, something would always change. But don't get me wrong, the live Mixin' episodes with guests, those always go off without a hitch, because they're structured. It's like, see you at 3. Okay, I'll see you at 3. Anybody that shows up at 3, cool. It's 3 to 4. 4 o'clock, it's over. Later, have a nice one. Screen off. Those ones were dope when it came to the live format. You know what I mean? The live format. And I actually have a separate recorded little blip within my library of podcasts that already say, I'll probably use it too after today, that says, like, this was recorded live, you know, on Mixer. So that when I stop for a moment and go, hey, what up, Snook? People listening on those go, wait, what? What's going on? Why is he randomly talking to someone? So I don't do many of them, but I like the fact that I can kind of let anybody know, and then it allows me to share the same. Because, I mean, I could redo it again and probably condense my thoughts even further, but why? Sometimes the riffing is where it's hot. And honestly, I know I sometimes and I'll jump around on subjects, but I gotta say, I definitely don't have to stop every 4 seconds like most YouTubers and stuff. You know what I mean? Think about like a YouTuber doing their videos. They're like this, hi, how's it going? And then the guy was like, and you're like, what are they even saying? They're just like clips of, it's like every 3 seconds they have to clip themselves and stop it because they just, it's like, what were they doing? Were they like, hi, how's it? It's like, why do they have to keep clipping themselves, you know? So I've always been proud of my ability to riff with zero notes. And today I have zero notes, by the way. I wrote a couple of what I wanted to do for like the show and stuff. And I actually, most of my notes are breakfast ideas. No joke. I kind of want to show you guys straight up. I don't even care, dude. This is breakfast and willingness. Let's show you these ideas straight up, bro. I'm not lying. Dude, I'm out front. Hey, look, dude. It's one of the original. Get that out of here. Personal information on the internet. Look at this. It's one of the original doodles. Look. It's one of the original doodles for the. Oh, look at next to it. Floating by. So anyway, let me look real quick, because it'll take me 2 seconds. Oh, for anybody in the podcast, I'm pulling out a notebook, and I just noticed my little logo for my JT for Real Dough logo. It's there's a little. I've had this notebook for so long. There's little doodles for when I was just fooling around. So I'll read them off real quick. Just a couple because it's funny. It, plus, I can come up with. You can let me know if any of these ideas sound bomb. Was it you that was talking about the egg pizza? The breakfast pizza? Because I wrote that down too, dude. That's in there. Oh, come on, man. Dude, amateur. JT. Dead air, bro. What are you doing? Brew. Dude, this amateur hour, bro. Okay. Yeah, pizza eggs. I wrote that, bro. Look at... Where is it? Is it the... breakfast pizza. Sup? Look, stream breakfast ideas. Breakfast pizza right there. So, I'm thinking I'm going to make biscuits and gravy because I haven't had it in like a hot minute many years. And I'm bummed out because I need it in my life. Because it's like something I used to think I hated. Then I moved to the South and it became a part of my soul. And I need it. Eggy in a basket. It's like a fun little wacky little thing. Little turkey bacon fried. Kind of had that today. Ham, little chopped ham. Because I have some of this stuff already. That's why I was writing these down. But like ham steak and scrammy. That'll probably be tomorrow. Breakfast pizza. Real men eat quiche. Real men eat quiche. I've never made it. I don't know how to. But I'll make quiche straight up. Boom. Boom. I've dropped it. It said it here. Real men eat quiche, bro. And they make it. I've never made it, but I'm gonna. So I saw this dope recipe. I was looking at recipes today. Stuffed hash brown. I'm gonna explode that. Well, I've been eating so many of the same types of eggs, I'm losing it. That's the main thing. That's why I'm trying to switch it up. I've eaten about a million fried scrambled today, the same things. I eat the same types of eggs over and over and over and over and over and over. So I've been like kind of wanting to mess around. And then at the end, breakfast burrito, which is what I had today. So I just wanted to say, it's funny. I that as ridiculous as those notes are and not useful for technically this episode other than joking around right now. I didn't really, as you know, I pulled that out of a bag. I don't even have notes right now. And I do like the idea. And it's also something I've had to kind of make myself realize and also focus on. And another practicing, understanding that I'm riffing and practicing continuing my train of thought without ums and you know, it happens so without realizing it. And I'll hear it later if I ever listen to my, you know, listen to them, which happens occasionally. And it drives me nuts. I feel like I'm a crazy man. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm umming and humming and this and that. And there's all these little, you know, issues with, you know, particularly when you're riffing. Like I said, if I have a stock, which I've done this too. I've done both so many times. I got a good feel for both sides of it. But if I have notes in front of me, depending on how detailed the notes, of course, too, because if I have any, so whenever I've had guests and or done interviews, I've had extensive notes, like 3 pages. So obviously most of them are questions, but there's not a moment's time where I'm kind of having to re-remind myself, because usually I walk into it with a thought or two that I wanted to get out there, and then I flesh it out as I go. And it, kind of like I was talking about earlier, I came into it and then I went, oh, I fleshed out the idea of doing the podcast live at the same time. And technically, I can record that with my phone's microphone while still using my stream microphone for the stream. And then also, I also realized that means I can fool around and play a little music if I wanted to joke around without ruining any sort of copyright nonsense for my podcast. So having that separate recording and these in my ear and that not being able to hear... I mean, not that I'm playing sounds now, but who knows? I figure in the future, this won't be me just explaining what I'm doing this very moment. It'll be more like, hey, check out this crazy thing I made because I wanted to. And that's why it's supposed to be a short stream. It's really supposed to be just kind of kick it for people that happen to be up around this time. And like I was saying earlier, a lot of times this night owl is crashing out around this time, which is me. So that's, you know, so that's the idea. And like I said, the willingness is what I walked into. Those were the two thoughts, the two ideas. And that's kind of, then maybe that'll be the general format. I haven't really planned the format out exactly. Generally, it's kind of like mixing in general. The podcast in general is usually just something is kind of going on in the streaming space, whether it's kind of viral or kind of behind the scenes. I'll have a perspective on it and I'll share it. That's usually what the podcast is. That's usually what mixing is. But that's why I was like this, instead of getting worried about it, overthinking it, and doing like I almost did twice, which was justify another reason to not or to put it off. I said, screw it. Why put a shackle on myself of, oh, I should have a better topic, or I should have a page of notes in front of me, or why? That wasn't the idea. You know, the idea, part of it was, yeah, absolutely, 100%, 100%. You brainstorm more this way, 100%. It's something that not only do things come up as I speak, but people that show up, they start showing, bringing, and that was the main idea in my mind too, was people that were just kind of kicking it and maybe not realizing, or not wanting the whole like hype stream. Because, oh, here, I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but these are thoughts that are more important than the one that I already have. Something I had noticed, which about some of my streams, was if I was doing the same thing too much, particularly the same game, or obviously depending on the type of game, my kind of energy would be lower than usual. And I think a lot of people who kind of met me and got to know my stream during like crazy Fortnite bouts and stuff, where I'm like screaming and kicking things and jumping up around and stuff, then catch me like on hour 17 of Ark, and I'm like, sup? You know what I mean? And I'm like, shit, I gotta figure out a way to level off a bit better, so that I'm at least, and I don't even want to say, I want a better way of saying this. I don't want to use buzzwords, my dude. But just better, I guess, just being myself more, you know. I just want to make sure that it's not fabricated. So you get what I'm saying. I always have to stop myself with saying, you know, like buzzwords, because people overuse them. And I feel like even myself, the second you hear some, like, okay, like, I don't know if you've heard me joke about this too, but when you hear someone say like, yeah, I'm rebranding, I like, my eyes glaze over like every time. I was like, because 99% of the time it's like them just changing a name or something silly. It's not actually like, you know, this thing. They're just putting this new word on something really basic. I'm like, a year ago you would have said, I'm changing my Xbox name. You know, and I've made that joke before, but it's, you know, it's what I'm saying. But anyway, I think sticking to this type of format and just leaping into it is way better than worrying about the outcome. Because like you said before, the brainstorm more. Things will come up as I go, including the podcast. And now I'll now that I know that I'll do, see, that's what's cool. I can increase the value and the quality of it just by doing it, and so that I can explain what I'm talking about. So you're like, okay, that seems obvious. What I mean by that, in a practical manner right now, is now that I've kind of stumbled upon the idea of doing the podcast live as well through Anchor, and doing it live as a web show on Mixer, I wasn't planning that originally. Now my thoughts on the actual episode and such will be different, because having the additional information of, hey, some of it will be audio only, will give me additional insights on what I'll talk about, what I'll do. Think about this. Now, I won't plan like, all right, maybe I'll watch some YouTube videos, because I never really want to do that. I always feel like that's really bland content, like web shows where the person just kind of sitting around watching YouTube videos and stuff. That's fine if it works for people, but that's weak for me. I'd rather just talk, because at least then I'm growing and sharing and stuff, and anyone watching is doing the same. Anyone can just throw on some YouTube videos, you know what I mean? And I feel like anyone can do that. Just because I'm going to have to do some more technical testing, and I can't remember if when I record the podcast from this, in this way, from my phone, I believe it stops at 30 minutes. So I'm obviously, you can keep the stream going right now, but just in case it does, and I don't want to get cut short, I'm going to say this is a good first test of a little Mixin' Morning episode live on Mixer, and of course, reloaded on Anchor, my Anchor podcast site, which is anchor.fm/JT for real though. So I'm going to stop that there, my dudes, but like I said, I'm staying on stream. Remember, my dudes, I'll catch you, even though this has been live. Much love. Tell your friends. If you don't know For Real Though, get to know For Real Though.